Welcome back to the Dad Show. I'm Dad Pete. We just survived something that I don't think I was adequately prepared for. A sleepover.
Oh no. How many kids?
Three. My daughter and two of her 10-year-old friends. And I went into this thinking, how hard can it be? They're just going to play for a bit, eat some snacks, and go to bed.
That's the thing, though. Nobody tells you that a sleepover is actually a nocturnal endurance event disguised as a fun night.
Exactly. So we make dinner. Everything's great. The girls are happy. Then bedtime rolls around. 9 p.m. I think, okay, 30 minutes of settling down, they'll be asleep by 9:30.
I have a bad feeling about where this is going.
Midnight. We're at midnight, and I can hear them through the door. Not even talking, they're literally just giggling. Giggling for 3 hours straight.
The giggling is the worst. It's infectious. It's uncontrollable. And as a parent, you can't do anything about it because you can't tell them not to laugh.
Right. So I go in at like 12:15 and I'm like, okay, time to sleep. And my daughter looks at me with these innocent eyes like she hasn't been awake for 4 hours. And she's like, we were just about to.
They were absolutely not about to.
1 a.m., I hear the door open. One of the friends is getting snacks. From the kitchen. I didn't even tell them they could have more snacks.
The snack raid. This is a classic move. They go in there like it's an all-you-can-eat buffet at 1 in the morning.
She comes back with like half a bag of chips, some fruit roll-ups, and somehow, she found the good cookies that I was hiding in the pantry. I didn't even know she knew they were there. This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. After a long week of dadding, whether it's managing sleepovers, snack raids, or 2 a.m. friendship drama, there's no better place to unwind than Red Heat Tavern. Great food, cold drinks, and a menu the whole family will actually agree on. Red Heat Tavern, right here in Bedford, Massachusetts.
Kids have a sixth sense for hidden snacks. It's like they can smell through cardboard and Tupperware lids.
So now it's 1:30, and they're eating snacks and giggling some more. And then, because of course, drama.
Oh, there's always drama.
One of the girls says something about another girl's outfit choice from school, which apparently was a whole thing. And suddenly, we've got a situation.
At 1:30 in the morning?
At 1:30 in the morning. My daughter is now in the thick of a friendship negotiation that, according to her, determines whether they'll all still be friends on Monday.
Nothing says sleepover fun like resolving middle school social politics at 1:30.
I swear, I went in there thinking I'm going to have to mediate, and instead, they just talk it out. 20 minutes later, they've laughed about it, they're friends again, and they go back to bed. But not to sleep.
Just back to bed to be awake together.
Exactly. More giggling. And it just keeps going. 2 a.m. rolls around, and I've given up. I'm on the couch with a cup of cold coffee, just accepting that nobody in this house is sleeping.
We had friends sleep over once, and my wife, bless her, she tried everything. White noise machine, blackout curtains. We even told the kids we'd take away all screen time for a week if they didn't go to sleep.
Did it work?
Nope. They stayed up till 2:30, crashed hard at 3 a.m., and then were up at 6 a.m. like they'd had 12 hours of rest. The house was a zombie zone the next day.
Oh, that's what happened here. 2:15, they just conked out, like someone flipped a switch. And then I'm standing in the doorway thinking, finally, peace.
But then?
But then, at 6:45 a.m., one of them is awake. And she's not quietly awake. She's awake, awake. And she wakes up the other two.
So you go from 0 to 3 kids at full volume in like 30 seconds flat.
Breakfast at 7 in the morning. 3 10-year-olds who haven't slept more than 5 hours, eating cereal like they've never seen food before. My wife and I are just exchanging looks like, never again.
So the parents of the other two kids, did they give you the look when they picked them up?
Oh, 100%. They're standing in the doorway and they're like, so, how was it? And I'm like, great, your child had a wonderful time and barely slept. And they're laughing because they know exactly what happened.
Everyone's been on both sides of that. The parents who dropped off their kids are relieved. The parents hosting are just trying to survive.
And the kids? The kids don't care. They're already texting each other asking when the next sleepover is. Like that whole experience wasn't absolutely exhausting.
That's the thing about kids. They run on a completely different operating system. We're over here needing sleep. They're just going, "What's a sleep?"
My daughter came down Sunday morning and was like, "Dad, that was so fun. Can we do it again next month?" And I'm like, "Absolutely not. Maybe in like 3 years."
You're going to do it again in 6 weeks, and you know it.
I absolutely know it. Because she'll ask again, and I'll be like, "Sure, why not?" And then I'll remember 2 a.m. and regret everything.
But you'll do it anyway because seeing them have fun together is worth the one night of no sleep.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, it kind of is. Even if I'm going to be a zombie for the next week.
That's the secret about parenting that nobody tells you until it's too late.
Just when you think you can't survive one more sleepover, one more night of giggling, one more snack raid at midnight,
you do it again.
Until next time, I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And this is The Dad Show.